Voters in the land of lobsters, cod, and L.L. Bean last week approved a new system. It makes Maine the first state in the nation to adopt an election change called ranked choice or instant runoff voting. Ranked choice has been used in communities from California to Massachusetts, but Maine is the first to endorse it in state elections. Under ranked choice, a voter ranks candidates in order of preference. If no candidates rank first by more than 50% of the electorate, the candidate least often ranked first is dropped. The process is repeated until a candidate gets 50% of the top ranking. That candidate has majority support and wins. Rhode Island governor elections were once simpler affairs. The winner of the Democratic primary faced off against the winner of the Republican primary. Occasionally, there were marginal candidates who provided humor to campaigns, but they weren't serious aspirants. Rhode Islanders of a certain age will remember a fellow who stumped in a top hat and called himself Love 22. Recent elections have gotten more complex. In both 2010 and 2014, gubernatorial elections featured multi-candidate races. The result was that both Lincoln Chafee, running as an independent, and Democrat Gina Raimondo were elected with much less than 50%. Chafee won with about 36% and Raimondo with a smidgen more than 40. Both captured the state house by carrying what would generally be the loser's share in a blowout of a two-person campaign. In our divisive time, it's difficult to shape a governing consensus when you're elected with such a small slice of the electorate. Such elections breed distrust in a democracy that faces more than its share of challenges. There are other ways to fix this problem. The state could, for example, restrict the number of candidates by making it harder to qualify for the ballot. To make the ballot for governor now requires that a candidate get 1,000 signatures of registered voters. That isn't much in a state of 1 million people. Raising that threshold to, say, 10,000 could help weed out frivolous candidates. But democracy is arguably stronger when more choices are heard and unconventional ideas are floated. The American system has long benefited from proposals originally advanced by third-party candidates, including Social Security. Another way to ensure that a governor is elected with a majority would be to hold a runoff election between the two top finishers. That, too, has a downside. Runoffs, as is the case with all special elections, usually draw far fewer voters than general elections, and taxpayers have to pay for the extra election. Democracy will always be messy, the worst system of governing, except for all of the others, as Churchill famously said. And you can't ever take the politics out of it. In Maine, political experts say much of the support for ranked choice voting comes from voters upset with Paul LePage, a Donald Trump-supporting conservative governor elected twice with less than a majority. In Burlington, Vermont's largest city, voters used ranked choice to elect mayors, but the system was scuttled after a left-leaning mayor, who was seen as ineffective, won City Hall. Ranked choice is used in cities across the nation, including San Francisco, Oakland, Minneapolis, and Cambridge, Massachusetts. Rhode Island Secretary of State Nellie Gorbea says the Maine system is intriguing. She says it's worth studying, yet she's concerned that it would prove confusing and be difficult for voters to grasp. Rhode Island does have legions of elderly voters who have been casting ballots under the same system since they first voted for Eisenhower or Kennedy. Yet, voters have also accepted changes over the years, including the switch from boxy voting machines with straight party levers to marked ballots tallied by computer scan. There are no panaceas in conducting elections. Some voters will inevitably dislike the results, but it seems like a good time to take a closer look at what Maine has wrought.